system and our services to our students. Thank you again for this prize today.
And have a wish for every student. Kimber, would you do roll?
Sure.
Hello. So if you're, could you just please stay here or so I can see who you are, and then normally after I get to know everyone, we won't do roll call because I usually just check you out as you come in. So you're Belal?
Or she rang her. Belal?
Senator Bokeman?
Yes.
Thank you. Senator Bizanski?
Here.
Senator Caesar?
Here.
Senator Campy? Senator Cargill? Senator Chung?
Here.
Senator Curry?
Here.
Senator Feinstein?
Here.
Senator Frazier?
Here.
Senator Green in the back?
Yeah.
Senator Grindstaff?
Here.
Senator Grossman in the front? Senator Hamadi, huh? Senator Higgin?
Here.
Senator Jacob? Senator Crossman?
Here.
Senator Capello, who's not here for a minute? Senator Khan? Chair Kimbrough? Senator Lake? Senator Landon? Senator Lee? Senator Stanley? Senator Les O'Hurley? Senator President Martin? Senator Mather?
Here.
Senator Matthews in the back?
Here.
Senator Medina, I do not see. Oh, there's, we have two. Well, actually, she went off, so you will be the only one. Senator Medrano?
Here.
Senator Miller?
Here.
Senator Ng, myself?
I'm in.
Senator Ormsby? Senator Perea? Senator Peter?
Here.
Senator Reed, myself? Senator Rising?
Here.
Senator Rodan?
Here.
Senator Savali?
Here.
Senator Schultzprom?
Here.
Senator Shutton couldn't be here, so we had Shutton. Senator Sin?
Here.
Senator Shetland?
Here.
And is this FICA? Senator Stack? Senator Solomon Green, I call it that. Torres, Mendoza? Name students, Senator Truesdale?
Here.
Senator Trulio? Senator Van Self?
Here.
Senator Walters in the back? Senator White?
Here.
And Senator Wilson?
Here.
Thank you.
Welcome to senators. There will be a new senator orientation early in the fall, so we'll get that information out to you as soon as possible. Welcome to all the new representatives. We welcome you to the Senate. Look forward to your participation. Our only order of business this afternoon is to elect the new executive committee, and we will start off with the election for the statewide Senate representative to the executive committee. There are two nominees, Senator Lee and Senator Van Sels. The nominees will have an opportunity to make statements to the body, and then we'll conduct the vote. Senator Lee?
Welcome to Senator Van de Grimm. My name is James Lee, and I'm the chair in the Justice Studies Department.
here on campus. And I'd like to acknowledge, we've been honoring one of our alumni, so Eva is one of ours, and
I am. I graduated Justice Studies.
So essentially, I joined the executive committee last year, and I feel like I made very good the relationship with the folks in that committee, and we worked really hard in this transitional year. And to be honest, I really enjoyed the things that we did, even though the workload was rather high. It's definitely a working position. So I feel like I bring to that role a variety of experiences on campus from having been in different departments and in different colleges and having been chair of a department and having served in so many other ways within department, within college and the university, having represented one of the affinity groups, the LGBT Faculty Staff Association. So I've seen and met a lot of people on campus, and I would appreciate your vote. They say in politics, Tim, you have to ask for the vote. I'm asking for your vote. You vote.
Would have been tough.
There are three statewide senators that sit on our local campus, and we represent you statewide. And then whenever statewide has policies and comes to that, we come back and report out on those. And so one of those three senators sits on the executive committee. I've done this for 4 years in the past and hope to do it again for the future year. In some years, what the statewide senators will do is informally select one of us just to say, okay, you know, sort of, you're it this year. What we're doing this year is we're actually having you vote. And so historically, we have done a variety of different things. There's been some votes in the past, some have just been passed along. So that's why you're actually seeing two of us this year. Okay, so for any of you kind of who have been here for a long time, you're not actually used to voting for your statewide senator because we historically just tell you who it's going to be. So in this case, what you're doing is you're actually voting. So my own background, I've been on the statewide senate since 2002 in a variety of leadership capacities there as well. I've been on the executive committee for, I think, 4 years here, and then started this year and decided not to continue this last year. So hope to actually pick up this year and actually do a full proper job. So, thank you.
Anybody have your ballot? Please vote.
You can do that one by information.
Can you allow them to put them all together?
Well, I gotta have you help me because we have to double count.
Next up, we will be voting for the policies, amending them, getting them
streets into shape and beginning the implementation, and that will no doubt continue in the next year. But as we work in RTP, there are a number of other issues that have had to be put on the back burner and will be coming to the front burner next year. One is a revision of the information privacy policy, something that I think is very much in the eye of many citizens, but especially of the university. One is the revision of the Board of Academic Freedom and Professional Responsibility, basically our ethics board and our academic freedom board, which has been several years
and then we
and still not made it before the Senate, so we need to put our effort into that. Finally, the policy on chairs and directors seems to spawn new needs for amendments and changes almost on an annual basis. It is one of the most used policies on campus, and we get lots and lots of controversies coming out of that. And most recently, the provost has pointed out to me that there are issues with the contract and who can serve as the department chair that we need to take a look at. And thanks to the work of the Senate in the last hour, the SOLE policy has been returned via my committee to the Student Evaluation Review Board. So those are the five big ticket items that I expect to be working on next year. I appreciate your support.
I call for a vote by affirmation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Senator Tudor. Congratulations, Senator Lee. Next up is curriculum research. So we have one nomination, Patricia Mather. Are there any nominations?
There's a nomination from the forum. Right.
Senator Mather, the statement.
I also appreciate the chance to address the whole body and really talk about the work that we've done last year on CNR, which has been a tremendous amount of work. And also welcome the opportunity to talk about my continued interest in serving as chair of CNR based on the work that we've done thus far. As many of you know, I feel that curriculum research is really the heart of this university, and I'm very, very passionate about it. In this last year, the committee has worked very hard to pass some very tough policies, including the internship, service learning, and off-campus experiences policy, and this most recently today, the certificate policy. I believe in this role, I've had the opportunity to really develop a lot of relationships across the university that will facilitate the passage of further policies that are coming up. Some of the biggest policies that are still on our agenda that are going to carry over are the program planning policy. This is a critical policy for all departments on campus. We've already started the review process. We've started working on drafts. We're in the midst of that activity. We're also going to be looking at a revision of the RISCA policy. We've also started on this. We have a working group led by Pam and Gilles from the Office of Research to really give feedback. So I'd like the continued opportunity to plan that policy. In general, I think that this is the best committee to serve on. I don't know if that's politically correct to say that. So I would love the opportunity to continue to represent the faculty and staff.
I will entertain a vote by affirmation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Senator Mather. Next up, we are at Instruction and Student Affairs Committee. We have two nominees, Senator Michael Kaufman and Senator Jason Meckler. Are there any nominations from the floor? Seeing none, Senator Kaufman, your statement.
Thank you, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Michael Kaufman. I've been a member of the Academic Senate for 11 years. I served as chair of the Senate from 2009 to 2011. I think I've been on the executive committee with coming up on five presidents now, which is maybe a record we shouldn't be too proud of. During my time on the Senate, I have served as, in addition to Senate Chair, I've chaired the Curriculum and Research Committee, which I got involved in all those years ago, mostly because I was angry about a curriculum policy, actually a research policy, and here I am almost, 12 years later. I've also been the Chair of the Organization and Government Committee, and for the past year, the Chair of the Instruction and Student Affairs Committee. We do really important work on the committee. I hate to object to Senator Mather, but Instruction and Student Affairs is really the best. It's the one that has the largest representation from students. It's also the largest of the policy committees with 20 members, including a couple of associate deans, 5 students, an alumni member, faculty from every college, and administrators from academic affairs and student affairs. We had a very productive year. I think the thing I'm most proud of in our work in this past year was that we passed a new syllabus policy, which will have an impact on everyone's lives starting in the fall. We also passed some more controversial things like the attendance policy, which I know people have very mixed feelings about, but we had a strong and healthy debate on the committee, and we'll continue to talk about that. We've also taken the general tack that when we can, we should take language that can go in an adaptable web link and use that as a way to communicate about policy rather than putting things hard and fast in Senate policy language so that it's more easy to adapt and we don't have to keep revisiting it. In the fall, on the agenda are things like the honors policy, and let's see, I originally said that we were going to be considering the probation and disqualification policy in fall, but we actually finally passed it just about an hour ago. So, after a year on ISA, I'm very excited about continuing this work. We had a great group this past year. I see from the committee listing that many of those people are returning, and if you elect me as chair, I'll be very happy to bring that group again. Thanks a lot.
I'm Jason Laker. I'm a professor in the counselor education department in the College of Ed and also in the doctoral program in higher ed. I submitted a statement, probably you've had a chance to see it, so I'll just speak a couple parts and what I would do. So I've been on the Senate for a couple of years now as professor when I was vice president. I don't remember how many presidents ago, but President Whitmore hired me. As vice president in that capacity, I was on the Senate Executive Committee and working very closely with members of the Senate. But in my heart of hearts, first and foremost, I'm a student-centered student affairs practitioner and scholar. My doctorate is in the study of higher ed and student affairs. I have a master's degree in counseling. I mention those because I've been involved with other, you know, aspects of the Senate. I'm on the ONC Organization and Governance Committee this year, and last year I chair the Board of Academic Freedom. I promise the reason, two quick reasons why you have received the revision. One is we were really short of members, and we fortunately are just about full now. And the other more important reason, I think, is that the person who had all the documents that we were supposed to look at was fervent. But we got it now, so we'll go in with full board next year. So I'm happy to, I put my name in for a few items. I'm happy to serve wherever this body wants and would find it helpful. But I would say that, like Senator Kaufman, my attraction to this particular committee has to do with the big tent that it is. It's the only one that has so much representation from across the institution and its stakeholders. And my only experience with this university has been the last 6 years, so I'm sure you can appreciate why I would be particularly interested in fostering social cohesion, supportive, positive relations among the different parts of the campus. And while I certainly am very good at policy analysis and wording, I'm particularly interested in issues of social justice and equity. My research is on sexual consent among college students, and we're onto some pretty cool things. The New York Times thinks so too. And so I'd be particularly interested, in addition to smooth sailing on the policy items, to to look at how that particular committee could intersect with the new chief diversity officer, with the different efforts in the colleges to promote inclusion and diversity and a better climate on our campus. That would be also at the core of my attention. Thank you.
Ms. Monica Wells?
Whether that's the employment situation, or student life, or shared governance in general, that there be a keen eye on those concerns of inclusion and on transparency and consultation. That I can promise. Thank you.
Congratulations to Senator Shipley. to the company at large position, and while we await, we'll get statements from Senator Rachel first, and then Senator Schultz come. Senator Rachel.
Even I voted for Shipley and Kaufman, so. As I said, I enjoy being on the Senate. I find it means, you know, a meaningful opportunity. Happy to continue serving in whatever capacity. I know I'm on OIG for next year, and I'm currently chairing the Board of Academic Freedom, which I think actually is a good segue to this piece. I did issue a statement like the other candidates. For me, you know, each of these was interesting in their particular way. So in the case of faculty at large position, I think I bring a particularly unique perspective because I've had 20 years of work as an administrator. I've been a dean a couple of times, a VP a couple of times, and in the U.S. and Canada in different environments. But I'm also a member of the AAUP, the American Association of University Professors. I'm on the Faculty Rights Committee of the union. And my doctoral studies actually had professional socialization, particularly how do we invite and welcome faculty into the disciplines, and of course I'm particularly interested in ensuring really strong representation of the diverse perspectives of faculty. Like to see how this role could help foster strong relations and communication, you know, among parts of the Senate and between the Senate and other faculty administration. And as I mentioned, the other pieces, we have a lot of work to do around equity and inclusion issues for the faculty as well. We need to look more carefully at the representation of different constituencies in the application pools. We need to do all we can to support the efforts of search committees to promote broadly opening. I realize that this is particularly focused on policy issues that arise in the Senate, but I also think that it's, you know, it's a unique role. There's a certain level of advocacy, not showboating. That advocacy is shared across all of the positions, but this one is particularly important. It needs to be very social and able to go and really get out with all the different kinds of faculty, not just in terms of the different identities, but the different categories of faculty. And I've even served as adjunct faculty at several institutions in my career. I have a particular interest in advocating for any category of faculty that has been marginalized or not had their voice included or attended to. Thank you.
Congratulations, Senator Ng.
Hello again. I think this artifact is my second time up here to add a little humor. I did edit my own statement. I did send it on a day when I was at the university writing committee in the morning and transfer orientation in the afternoon. That, wow. If they vote for me about in relation to my editing power, I will be voted out. I have to have a little humor. The faculty at large position, again, I was nominated by someone within the university because they felt highly enough about me. So again, reflecting, do I have the skills, do I have the knowledge, do I have the ability to be in this position? And the answer that I came to was yes, and that's why my name is on the ballot. I am very proud of being a public school educated individual. My cousin's family was all private school educated, so we have great conversations about private school education and public school education in my household. I have served on the executive committee for one semester when Dr. Kaufman decided to take his sabbatical. So I have seen the larger lens of the university and appreciated that time, but also value my time as a senator. So thank you so much for considering me for this position.
Senator Close from State.
I was very honored to be nominated for this position. And giving a little background for those of you who don't know me, I've been on this campus since 1996 in the Occupational Therapy Department. Last year I was the interim chair, just finishing up and moving into the chair. In that position, I was able to successfully navigate 190 accreditation standards, and we made it through the process. And no faculty member has committed suicide. Additionally, on this campus, I have had leadership roles not only at the college level, chairing various committees, but also at the university level, chairing program planning. I came up to the Academic Senate in 2007, and in that capacity, I've had the honor of working with many different amazing senators. I currently chair a national committee that is with the American Occupational Therapy Association. That term will end soon, and when I was nominated for this position, I was very honored to be seen as an individual to be invited to be part of the executive committee. So yes, I am asking for your vote, and I hope you will support me in this pursuit. Thank you so much.
You're only voting for either Billy Joel Grosser, Jason Lafer, or Winston Schultz-Crown.
June 2019, and then when the email to come up with DNR, because she'll be the ABC, so she won't be on when it falls. That's the only one I can, I think I've read.
Give my your approval of the consent calendar, what can I?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? You are returned.
Thank you.